Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Wow, what a road trip. You go 6-3 when it includes Boston and Chicago back-to-back, and then you get an off day to open up now the longest homestand to this point, 10 games starting with the Baltimore Orioles. But, Terry, your ball club, it seems like you have continued to make progress and gotten better as the weeks go on, and again, you've done it without a couple of key guys.
You know, Hammy, I mean, that's the goal, is to certainly to always get better. I think the one thing that we always try to remember, though, like when somebody asks you if you're playing well or if you're not playing well, it's always fluid. Our game is fluid. And what I mean by that is, regardless of what happened, you move on, and you better move on quick, because there's another team in town. The Orioles are here. And I've always liked that about our game. But I think you need to be guarded when you've won some games, and when you've lost some games, not let it beat you up. Because, like I said, there's another team in town, and then there's another one coming after them.
Boy, and Terry, it's amazing how this game, you know, can look one way on paper, and one day later it changes. And the Kansas City Royals are a perfect example. One pop foul has cost them Mike Moustakas and Alex Gordon, and changes the whole dynamic of a ball club that's still one of the best in the game.
It does. And, you know, you can never fully prepare for something like that. I mean, you know, you try to have depth, and that's something that we talk about all the time. But when something like that happens, boy, it just, you know, you hope, I mean, you hope it doesn't happen to your pitchers, because that's, I've seen, I mean, I've been on clubs where our pitching staff got decimated, and it undid our season. And that hurts. And there's nothing you can really do about that. So that's why we take so much care with our pitchers, and that's why we talk to them so much. Because, yeah, you do want your good pitchers out there a lot, but you don't want to go too far, because once you do, you can't take it back.
Well, let's talk about one of your pitchers who may be back here sooner rather than later, Carlos Carrasco.
Carlos is doing really well. He is going to go throw 4 innings, 60 pitches tomorrow in AA, and that's a good step for him. He's, by all accounts, he is doing really well. And, you know, he's always had that very good arm, but now he's had a little time to, where it's kind of down and not competing, and he's throwing BBs. So this has got a chance to give us a huge lift. We just need to make sure he's ready to do everything that a game calls for, you know, covering first, fielding a bunt, things like that. And we don't want to rush this just because his arm's good. We need to make sure when he comes back he can do everything that's asking him, because he can give us a big, big lift.
Well, and Terry, it doesn't sound like it's going to be 2 to 3 weeks to build up his arm strength either.
Oh, no, his arm's fine. My goodness, if it was just the case now, he could pitch tonight. His arm is ready to go. But there is a progression, and we also, you know, you need to make sure. The one good thing was he was able to throw before he was really able to do other things with his legs, so his arm never got out of shape. But he still, the last points of, you know, his rehab with his leg, and we want to make sure he can do everything.
How about Michael Brantley?
Michael's swinging a bat today, which is good news. We gave him some downtime after that cortisone injection because we want to knock out whatever's in there, and we're trying to knock it out for good. So the idea was he was going to start swinging today, progress to the tee as long as everything's going okay, and we will certainly watch him closely. Because, like I said, we want to get him back and get him back to stay.
And then you've got the Baltimore Orioles. Now, they just went through a series where they set a major league record, striking out 52 times in 3 games against Houston. But, boy, if you miss your spots with this ball club.
Yeah, I was going to say, they had a tough series. But, boy, I'll tell you what, when you look at Trumbo and some of those guys, Adam Jones and Weeders and Davis, my goodness, sometimes when Trumbo takes a swing, it looks like he's using a 2-iron. And so, again, you're right. But, again, hopefully you're catching him at a time where maybe their guys aren't hot, because that does matter sometimes. But you better execute pitches, because, like you said, when you miss against some of these guys, man, it goes a long way.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and the Orioles coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.